Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo. Well, that sounds like obscene phone call right away. And we have Trisha maybe calling in from a remote location, undisclosed at this point. Eric the Great is with us again. You're here all the time.
I know, I never leave.
But you're awesome. That's the reason.
Oh, thank you.
So and you oh, thank you very much. And the lovely Kathleen is on assignment.
She's probably on assignment.
She's on assignment. So
I am Groot.
Yeah, no, he has a lower voice, doesn't he?
I am Groot.
And then he
That's
says
Vin Diesel, isn't it?
Yes, it,
it
is.
That's pretty.
No, that was me. That was me right now.
No, I mean the real.
Oh, okay.
The real Groot. Now, yes. All he says
I know
is
I
that.
Look like Vin Diesel. Now, my arms and whatnot. I've been working out.
That oh, good.
Yeah, I work out.
That's, he lifts a duck 10 times on each arm.
The thing is, do you work out right or left?
Yeah,
but
Dave,
I think the
we already got dumped last week. We don't want to get dumped again this week.
I don't think I've ever been dumped. I didn't dump
anything.
You did.
What? I think.
Left? Did I?
Yes.
Well,
I said the joke from the movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that song. I work out.
Now, Groot from Guardians of Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's
not just Galaxy. It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, of the Galaxy.
The Galaxy.
Plural?
You saw the movie, didn't you?
I did.
He did. He saw the wrong one. He's Guardians of Galaxy.
He saw Guardians Galaxy.
Yeah, no wonder I thought differently of it. But Groot only says, I am Groot.
But it means other things.
But how do you know that?
Well, you
the
have
way
to get,
he says it.
Well, just like you, I mean, it's like we have a nonverbal language. You know, like if I say something, you know.
That it'll
like,
be dumped.
Yeah, that too. But also, like, say you and Trisha, who Trisha's not here at the moment, but if Trisha says something.
Like she raises her eyebrow, I'm in trouble.
Exactly.
I agree.
Exactly. She doesn't even have to say what she's thinking.
But when you're trying to push it, I know, don't they? You're right.
Yeah.
I am Groot. What does that mean?
That means that you're hungry.
How about this? I am Groot.
That means you're sexy.
Exactly.
That means that you wish that Trisha was here right now.
How about I am Groot?
That means that we wish that 1480 KPHX would provide us some coffee again.
Oh, okay. Oh, again?
Should I dump that?
No.
Again?
Coffee.
I have my whatever this is.
Oh.
Vital Reds.
Vital Reds. Nice. Okay.
So, yeah. So, the movie, we both saw it.
We both saw it. We're going to be
warned.
Joseph,
you were warned to get coffee before you came.
I know. But it's been a couple weeks now.
Oh, it has?
Yeah. But do I really look like I need coffee?
No, not really.
No, not really. But it's nice.
But your hair is on fire. Okay.
It is. I know.
I need coffee.
You need coffee? You didn't get any?
I had tea, but I'd rather have coffee.
Oh, tea is good.
Tea?
What type of tea do you get?
What are you, British?
Tea. I don't even know what it is. It's like the psst brand.
That sounds like a doctor's office order.
It's the cheapest brand you can get.
That's something like, here's a little cup and in it. So,
sample cup.
A sample. Yeah, exactly.
Go back to the UK, okay?
UK.
Eric,
he's never been
go back to the UK.
UK.
Well, he likes the UK. He likes the tea. He like has tea time.
Oh, I like ginger tea. Ever have it?
Ginger?
No.
I've never had ginger.
Or is it tea with ginger? I forgot which one it was.
You've had tea with ginger.
It must have been that. And the professor, too.
Yeah.
Mary Ann and the...
Do you like gingers?
I do.
Okay.
Actually.
Me too.
Oh, you do? The twins or the herb?
I always love the twins. You know what?
That's true. The
I love the twins.
You can't tell them apart.
No, you can't.
And hopefully they're not apart.
And hopefully
that would be called. What's that called in French?
I don't know. I don't know where this is gone. But
it's called Emmanuel Macron.
Oh, I thought it was more Minaj.
Marine Le Pen.
But I do want to say that song.
What does that mean? Minaj.
Yeah.
It's part of a trois.
Are you gonna have one of those? You and who else? Who's the other two?
Gingers.
You and the Gingers?
And Marianne.
Poor Trisha doesn't get in on any of this action.
No, none of that action.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Leave her out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, anyway.
All right, so.
The song that brought
Guardians
us into the show.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, today's show, we're celebrating the release of Guardians of the Galaxy. Volume
Blockbuster,
two.
I think.
Yes, it made like $17.5 million alone on Thursday night previews.
Is that going to surpass the one that broke the record, the thing of the Fury, The Fate of the Fury?
Well, that was in
that broke everything, I thought. Right?
that broke a record for worldwide distribution and also
pretty impressive.
Yeah, and also April. But now it's May. We are in the summer now.
So this is cooking, right?
Yes. Well, it is
140 mil.
Oh, I thought you were saying the temperature outside.
No.
It's 104.
140 mil? That's got to be.
That's good. Pretty good.
So far, and it's only.
And it's only Saturday.
And it's at 4,347 North American locations.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to probably break maybe all time, right?
Yes, I believe so.
I mean, it's not even Saturday.
And
yet.
It's a Disney film.
Yeah.
It's not
Saturday. Well, but so are Star Wars now.
Oh, I know that.
Sorry.
Oh,
yeah, I've never liked Star Wars.
No, me either.
Yeah, me neither.
I know, Dave, you like Star Trek. I hate Star Wars. I
love Star Trek.
I don't really care for Star Trek. You like Star Trek. I love Avatar.
Avatar was cool.
Yeah. I liked our Avatar.
All right.
But you know what? In Guardians of the Galaxy, I remember when the first one came out, I had an extra ticket to the press screening, and I was going to bring someone with me, and I asked like all of my friends, all the ones that I go to the bar crawls with and all that stuff, no one wanted to see it.
Not even Bobby?
No. I
didn't want to see the movie originally either, but I loved the first one. It was great.
And exactly, same
you
thing
did
with
love
me.
The first one.
Guardians of the Galaxy was a great movie.
Dave, do you remember the first one?
I do.
Okay. Did you
and
like
I remember
it?
Loving it.
Yeah.
I think Chris Pratt is just... really developed a tremendous lead actor.
Yes. The Jurassic World. Dinosaurs.
And that's
Rawr.
Coming out again, soon.
I think next year or the week, year after.
Yeah. And I think he's a tremendous actor. Really does a fine job. I remember when he was sort of like, you know, not the lead actor.
Right. Oh, I know.
Five-year engagement.
Yeah.
He's really good in that.
Yeah. And he's married
really...
to Anna Faris. I know we talked about her.
Anna Faris.
And he just got a star. But it's the second biggest launch weekend for a 2017 movie after Beauty and the Beast, which opened with $174.8 million. But it still accounts for 85% of Friday's total box office.
Wow.
Just on Friday alone, it made $56 million.
So it could beat out Beauty and the Beast through the weekend, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm thinking it probably will, right?
Probably. People are very excited about it, and there's it is the right mixture of everything.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, because you've got the music, you've got the action, you've got the star power, and you've got Baby Groot.
Yeah, and the characters are delightful.
Yeah. It's comedy. I mean, because it's much
real
more similar.
Real funny, actually.
It's much more similar to Ant-Man than it is something like Thor.
And as much as I like Paul Rudd, this blows Ant-Man away.
Okay.
But I like Paul Rudd.
Yeah. We'll talk about the rankings. Yeah, let's review it because if anyone has seen it, it's got
to
be some listeners out there who have seen
Guardians
of the Galaxy Volume 2. Give us a call, 602-252-1480. That's 602-252-1480.
Yes.
Or join us on our Facebook. Go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. You can share your comments on there.
Yeah.
Or you can join us on our in-studio live webcam feed. We're just on stream.live/breakradioshow. Dave forgot his
I know I probably could put it on my phone
probably, and people are commenting right now. They're saying you really can't talk today. Laugh out loud. You can't talk. Laugh out loud. Yeah.
Really?
Me, yeah, because I was flubbing my words.
Well, you were like
I'm getting
stuttering
too excited.
Yours.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah, he's getting excited. I could tell I want out of this room. Okay.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
And I just can't hide it.
I'm about to lose control.
And
I think I like it. Wow, I sing good, don't I?
Yeah,
not really.
That's good.
No, not really. It was monotone.
All right. But if you have seen the movie, give us a call or join us on our social media feeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we'd love to hear your comments.
The comments.
It is. And we'll be talking about some relationship stuff a little bit later on in the show as well. So if you have any relationship issues, if you and your spouse are fighting, or if you can't find a spouse.
Yeah.
We'll help you.
Can't find your spouse.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, dude, where's my spouse?
Yeah. That could Ashton be a TV Kutcher. Sitcom.
Or yeah.
Where's my spouse? Oh, at the neighbors again? What the heck, right?
Spending a lot of time at the neighbors.
Oh, Vegas again? Second job. All right. Beatty, Nevada.
Dave, where's your spouse?
Uh-oh. Hoping not in Las Vegas. Although, money's money, right?
but really give us a call, 602-252-1480, and get in your relationship questions. Because I know Dave is also going to be sharing some wisdom with us.
Yeah, value clarity exercise. This is a sure way when you meet someone to get into the depth of what they really mean. Well, not necessarily, but the women that like Johnny Depp, he has a depth.
His wife left him for Elon Musk.
Really?
Yeah, Amber Heard's dating Elon Musk now.
She went both ways.
She did?
I thought so.
I don't even know an Amber Heard.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I don't know if it's true, but
I got pictures to show it.
She's cute though.
She's very hot.
She is?
Very good looking woman.
Yeah. She's an actress?
Yes.
Yeah.
What
did you ever see the movie Extract?
Yeah. No.
We've had her on the show.
Actually. We have?
Oh, you have?
We have.
What?
I wasn't
It was a taped piece.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So you met with her?
Yes,
I met
with her.
Well, she's hot in person as she is.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. She's
any
very,
action?
No, there's no action.
No, come on.
Okay, you think that...
There was a missing 18 minutes from your interview. Where
she
was
rejected
that?
Johnny Depp. Do you think that I really... Do you think that I... Yeah?
Yeah, no, to make him mad.
Okay.
Right.
What, you think Johnny Depp is all that hot?
No, I don't. But
I like him in Pirates, though, and that's
he's got
coming
money.
Out, by the way.
Yeah, we're going to review
him. He doesn't really have as much money as Elon Musk.
No, that's true.
Who's Elon Musk?
Elon Musk from SpaceX, Tesla... Motors.
Oh, he owns Tesla?
Yes. Well, it's a traded company. But
money can't buy love, but it can buy Amber Heard.
Tesla just became the most valuable car company in America. It surpassed GMC.
Is that right? Oh, man, no wonder she's going out with him.
He's worth billions.
He's.
Are you interested in him, too, now?
No.
He started PayPal and then
but
took
his
that
wife.
Money. He started PayPal and then sold it and took the money that he had from PayPal and invested it in Tesla.
Oh, my gosh. So the guy's pretty clever.
Yes, and he's launching rockets, and the he's landing them. You know how they used to dump them in the ocean? He's now landing them.
Wow!
You mean
first
he's gonna,
person to do that?
How do you do that?
I have no idea. He lands them on a barge out at sea.
If Eric knew, then Eric would be Elon Musk.
I would be Elon Musk,
and he would be.
Now he wants to bore a tunnel from his office in Hawthorne, California, to LAX, so he doesn't have to drive through traffic.
Oh my gosh, really? But one earthquake will collapse that tunnel.
It's pretty cool. You should see the plans for it. It's pretty awesome.
They're saying
so. He's like the richest guy ever.
No, he's not the richest, but he's getting there.
On stream, they're asking if we're talking about the rock band Tesla. No.
No, not Tesla.
No, not
band,
that one.
No. Tesla, the motor company, the
motor
car
company.
How old is the guy?
I think he's like 45, 48, maybe.
Still pretty young, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty young.
He's got a lot of miles left.
So do you, Dave.
What, the blue pill?
Yeah.
Or what's it called, the purple pill?
It was a purple pill last week, but it's really the blue pill.
Oh, it's really a blue pill?
And I think
Eric pays attention.
And I think the Cialis pill is a maybe orange. I don't remember.
Now, what's the big difference?
I've never had to take any. So.
But how about
congratulations?
The yeah, that's excellent.
Can we get a round of applause for Eric's stamina?
He has abstinence.
Great job. Congratulations.
So what's the difference between Cialis and Viagra?
They're just two different drugs from two different manufacturers, I guess.
But one is like they say instant action. In other words, you don't have to wait to take a pill. Another one, you have to wait to take a pill.
And like, if it lasts for more than 4 hours, you better see a doctor.
Oh, yeah. That always happens to me.
Mine, too. And, you know, and it's...
Yours, too?
Without the pill?
Without the pill, yeah.
You said mine, too. You call it a mine, like a part? Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
I'm afraid to say something.
Yes, you are, because you'll be dumped.
Getting close.
It is close.
Yeah, Dave, do you think that we could play like the... Because I saw on TV yesterday on one of the news programs, they had like the dating game. Because I know that they had... we had them on the show before, Thunder from Down Under. They were here. They were here last night or yesterday.
They were?
Yes.
The Down Under people?
Yeah, the guys that dance. The Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah.
Yeah, the strippers.
Yeah, the strippers.
Yeah,
and
the
they
strippers.
And they did like a...
Strippendales.
Strippendales.
And they and they did a dating game thing for someone.
For so the guys?
The guys were the three.
The winners, right?
Yeah. And then there was a woman, and she was
the
reporter. It's actually Kathleen. She says, laugh out loud.
How come she never texts me, Eric?
I don't know, Dave.
I
maybe
know.
She doesn't want to distract you.
Yes, because you get very, very distracted.
I am distractible, I tell you.
Yes, but we should do a dating game here in the studio.
You know, I think that's a great idea.
Get three women. All three must be attractive.
Uh-oh, you're going to get some complaints.
We will? Oh, yeah. You
remember how we got complaints?
Yes, I know.
Some inner beauty.
Well, but I don't want to lose.
Inner beauty, yes.
What if I pick the wrong one and then she's not attractive?
Well, then you're going to have to live with it for the rest of your life. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, get a... I'm not going to say. You know that song, right?
Something Happy Wife or something?
No, get a... You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I can't say it because it's politically incorrect.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. But can we get three
Eric,
nice,
can we do that?
Women here?
I don't care.
We can. I can be like...
Don't ask me.
We did match, no match. No is spelled K-N-O-W.
Yeah.
We could kick that back up. She's saying...
Now she's texting you.
Yeah, she's texting me. Hi, Dave. Okay.
How you doing, Dave?
How are you? All right.
Dave, over here.
Oh.
We have the show. You don't have to respond to her. She knows. She's listening to the show.
Yeah, you can actually respond to her over the mic.
Yeah.
I can?
Instead of texting
he's
back.
He's still going
to text. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to. I'm just going to see the... If it's,
he's going to check his other texts.
How many phones do you have, Dave?
Oh, yeah, two. It says, hi, Dave. Okay.
Yeah. So let's do the dating game thing, okay?
You mean high like in Colorado high?
Rocky Mountain.
Probably.
Both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And get me some experience.
Well, that might be difficult, but I can go to Van Buren and see what we can do.
Well, not those aren't attractive.
Oh, they're not?
Not typically, no.
Why? Have you purchased?
No.
Yeah, have you?
No, but just...
What if the treat's on me?
What? The treat is on you.
Or the trick?
I don't think it's a treat.
You're the trick?
What do you think?
I don't think it's a treat.
I could get you the Ginger Twins.
Dear John.
Yeah, the Ginger Twins.
I think it's a good idea, though, in all seriousness.
I could direct it. I could film it. We could record this thing and sell it for a lot of money.
Yes, let's do it here in studio.
Oh, no, that won't go down.
Oh, that's a good one. I like how you said that. So,
yeah, for 4 hours. For 4 hours. We already discussed that.
Oh, you're endurance king. You're the endurance king person.
But
okay.
Anyway, something
to
talk
we could
about.
Do the dating game.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I love that idea. And it'll be you the bachelorette? The bachelor?
Well, you're taken and Eric's taken.
Oh, Eric, you want in on this?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't. Oh,
he's thinking.
He's thinking about it.
Kathleen.
Kathleen,
can I be on?
She says she's no longer texting me. No, I'm kidding. No, you are the eligible bachelor.
Thank you.
So you will need to be the
4 hours.
Either very that eligible. Or we bring someone else in.
Okay.
I mean, as a bachelor.
Okay. Okay.
But you can do it.
Okay, I can do it.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
We've done this on air before.
Yeah. Well, it's a good idea. It's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that off the air. But we got some more things coming up. And you know what? I think we should take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our review of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah, I think
don't
that's worth it.
Don't want to know your name, Dave.
I don't know my name?
Because you don't look the same.
No, I do not. I'm magnetic by night, and I'm sexy in the day.
Okay.
This music is way before your time, Joseph.
Well, yeah, it is.
But I think it's still rocking.
It's really good music.
I was in elementary school in this game.
Oh, wow, really? I was a grandpa. No, I'm kidding.
Do you know the lyrics, Dave?
I do. Oh, yeah. Breakthrough
Raccoon.
Entertainment.
On the run.
1480 AM. Hey, that sounds like what's a Private Parts? 1480 AM. Remember that in Private Parts? Okay. And we'll be right back after this break. Run.